the deceivers in the midst.
Yeah, that I think is one of the central and strongest points you've made in your blog posts, that it's really a mystery why it's so difficult to mobilize Bible-believing Christians to stand up and say, this is a fraud. In fact, I'm sure a lot of well-meaning, genuine Christians actually give money to support this kind of stuff.
Well, sure they do. And then you've got pastors who shouldn't be pastors. They obviously don't know what the Bible teaches about these things. They don't examine the scriptures, or if they do, they don't have the conviction and the courage to speak up against it because they don't want to be seen as unloving and they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. And think about it. Think about the nature of the church. The market-driven, emerging, whatever you want to call it, church does not want to offend anyone, right?
Right.
I mean, anyone. They don't want to offend anybody. So you're not going to go to your average seeker-friendly church and hear an expose of the phonies in the prosperity gospel. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear any sound doctrine either. So the people who are in the church aren't going to have the criteria to evaluate those things. And if the pastors don't rise up against this stuff, why should the people?
Seems like the activist pastors are involved with other things, protesting abortion and so on.
Yeah.
All right, now back to Peter and Jude. Peter and Jude both talked about the greed that drives false teachers. The other thing that both of them speak about is the fleshliness of false religion, how often false religion goes hand in hand with the most gross kinds of immorality. And you see that same trend in televangelism, don't you?
Absolutely do. First of all, they have nothing to restrain the flesh. There is no power in the flesh to restrain itself, right? Self-reformation, trying to be a good person, does not work. It ultimately turns you into a greater devil. So there's nothing in the fallen person's heart, soul, mind that can defeat the flesh. Okay, so he's going to have to battle with the flesh. But why are you going to battle with the flesh if you are living this cushy, plush, indulgent life? You're indulging. You have crossed the Rubicon of true reformation, even if you're a non-believer, when you said, I'm going to divest all these destitute people of their money to make myself rich. I mean, you're so evil at that point that, you know, fornication or adultery or pornography or whatever other kind of corruption isn't some kind of far cry. But that's not an issue with them because that's not part of the deal. Sanctification, holiness, it's not part of the deal. It's not what they preach. It's not what they've lived. They haven't propagated it. They don't make it an issue. And you've got unregenerate teachers and pastors and unregenerate people coming together.